I felt it coming on. The end of something. Our cat, who disappeared, resurrected all week in my dreams. The fish also lingering towards death, it seemed. Body adrift at the bottom of the tank. Such an unmoored thing that each time we passed by, we thought, well, that's it. But it never was. We were proven wrong again and again, watched as he flickered to life once more. Still, there was a sense of closure, resolution. Something scratched at the door, whined to be let out. Weeks earlier, in a storm, a tree had fallen on the house, and we were still swallowing the terrific shudder of it, pressing our tongues against the ulcer of what could have happened, but didn't. After the tree was removed, walls began separating, slowly and with purpose, a relationship severed. At a birthday party, we watched the neighborhood children beat a pony until the goodies fell out. It felt good to drink in the afternoon, sangria too sweet from a box, to ignore the screeching in the mad dash for coins and dollar store candy. A few blocks over, our house was settling, an inch, a shrug. The walls would never quite fit together again, and the fish kept on. Refused is still refusing to just give it up.